You've been fighting the devil for years and he ain't gone nowhere yet. Because he knows you're not going to use this word.
Dr. Tony Evans says the only way to put Satan on the defensive is to put Scripture to practical use.
When the use of truth becomes the foundation of life, you are victorious.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Any soldier knows you can't win a battle without the right equipment. And when the fight is spiritual, Dr. Evans says you can't do better than the sword of the Spirit. Let's join him as he gives us some swordsmanship training.
We're looking at the six lies of Satan from the first six verses of Genesis chapter 3. We've seen lie number one. Satan wants you to believe that he does not exist. Because if he can camouflage himself so that you don't take him seriously, he's already gotten an entree into your world. The second thing he wants you to believe is that God is holding out on you. He wants you to look at the one tree you can't have and miss all the other trees in the garden that God has given you freely to have. So that you begin to look at your Christian experience as a negative rather than as an overwhelming positive. And you miss out on understanding and enjoying the goodness of God. Today we want to look at lie number three. Actually, lies three and four are found in verse four. A short verse with two whopping lies in it. And the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die." Two staggering lies located in that very short verse. The serpent said to her, "You shall not surely die." The serpent said to her, "You shall not surely die." Or to put it in the words of the title for which we've given our message today, God's word cannot be trusted. You see, back in chapter 2, verse 17, "But from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day you shall eat from it, you shall surely die." God said in chapter 2, verse 17, if you eat, you're going to die. The devil says, eat, you're not going to die. The issue on the table is whose word you're going to believe. The snake makes it inextricably clear, don't believe what God says. But we didn't just arrive at this frontal assault. This has already come because of a question that was asked earlier. Hath God said you should not eat of every tree in the garden? The woman changed God's word in three distinct ways. She left off some of what God said. He didn't say you could eat. He said you could eat for free, diminishing the goodness of God. Then she added to what God said, you should not eat it nor touch it, overemphasizing the restriction of God. And then she diminished the penalty. She said, lest you die. God said, you sure enough gonna die. You see, when the serpent saw that the woman had not retained a precise knowledge of God's word, that opened the door for him to hit her with the grand slam. You shall not surely die. He starts out with a question in verse 1. By the time we get to verse 4, he has a pronouncement. It's not going to happen. In fact, in the original Hebrew text, the word not is in the emphatic position. In other words, in that phrase, the word not is written first. He's not simply saying you're not going to die. He's saying not. That won't happen. When he got her to question what God had said, when he got her to debate about what God had said, she became a candidate for catastrophe. Now make no mistake about what Satan is saying here. He is saying God is a liar. I mean, that's how I read it. God says, you shall surely die. The snake says, you shall not surely die. That is the complete opposite. He says, you shall not surely die. It won't happen. He contradicts the statement of God. Now, you got to be pretty bold to call God a liar. You've got to be pretty bold to say the creator of the universe, the one who made you, is a liar. I mean, you and I would look at a person who would call God a liar and say they done lost their mind. They're crazy. If you're going to call God a liar. Now, if Satan is so bold that he doesn't have to think twice about indicting the living God, he's not only indicting the one who he knew created him, he's indicting the one who kicked him out of heaven. At least on that cause, I would have thought twice. He's indicting the one who sentenced him to eternal fire. So you would think the boy would be asking for mercy. If he will call the living God a liar, then that means he has no conscience. And if he has no conscience, he's not going to pity you. If he does not fear God, then how much respect do you think he has for you? God, lady, is a liar. You shall not surely die. Now, there's a question on the floor. The question on the floor is, who is Eve going to believe? Is she going to believe what God said in 2:17? Or is she going to believe what a snake in the grass says in 3:4? All God gave Eve was his word. He said, look, this is what I said. Now, why am I telling you that? I am telling you that so that you know the only way to defeat an angel is with the word of God. But I know what you're saying. You're saying, but I'm not like Eve. I'm not talking to angels. You sure are. The Bible says, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and world forces of darkness located in heavenly places. You wrestle against angels. Now, they may show up in snake clothes. They may show up in human skin. But when it comes to denying God's word, you're battling an angel. And since Satan knows that if he can get you off of the word, he's gotten you off of the only thing that can keep him from defeating you. We are not successful against the evil one for two reasons. Number one, because we don't even know we're dealing with the evil one. We think it's people. We think it's human beings. We think it's only flesh and blood because he can camouflage himself. And secondly, because we do not use the one thing he can't handle, the word of God. The battle between men and angels is a battle related to the word. She was challenged in an arena where she had no experience, no knowledge, limited perspective, and all she had was God's word. Our fundamental problem today is that we don't believe God's word. And if that's true, he got you. Satan's goal is to get us to stop trusting in God's word. God's word cannot be trusted. Now, how do we know whether we trust God's word or not? How do you know you're not just saying you trust God's word? How do you know you're not just talking, I trust God's word? You're not just reciting what you were told to recite because you became a member of a church. The proof that we don't trust God's word is we turn to other sources first to address life's problems. It's not hard. When you face an issue in life, where do you go first? Because where you go first is what you believe in most. That's why you go to it first. Faith, Hebrews 11 says, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't have to see it to know it's true. Why? Because of the substance of the one promising it. It's substance. Faith is not empty talk. Faith has matter to it. It has substance to it. Why? Because God has substance. Faith in the tooth fairy is meaningless because there is no tooth fairy. Faith in Santa Claus is meaningless because there is no Santa Claus. In other words, you can believe in them, but they don't have any substance. God has substance. Therefore, God is to be believed. You can't see. Not in the spiritual realm, not on your own. You need eyes that you don't have. God says, I can see. I've been there and back. Romans 3:4 says, let God be true and every man a liar. But the issue is, will you believe his word? The serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. It won't happen to you. He has emphatically called God a liar. When's the last time you called God a liar? When is the last time you joined the devil and said, you know, you're right, devil. God is a bold-faced liar. Well, maybe you didn't say it that emphatically. You just nodded your head. But in your heart, you agreed. God is a liar. Once he gets you to agree, either verbally or attitudinally, that God is a liar, he's got you. He owns you because you've removed yourself from the only thing that can deal with an angel, and that is truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Let's reverse that. You shall not know the truth, and you shall be in bondage. There are people here today who are bound because you believe the lie. You're in chains, mental chains, circumstantial chains. Because you believed a lie. And you didn't believe God was telling the truth. Because what we see doesn't appear to agree with what God says. What we see does not appear to agree with what God says. She's never seen death. What she sees doesn't agree with what God says. But brothers and sisters, that is the test. The test is whether you will believe God when what you see doesn't seem to agree with what God says. That is the test.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with more on the importance of trusting God's word. Right now, though, he's here in the studio with us. And as we celebrate Independence Day today, we're right in the middle of the best part of summer. That's great news for families, but not often great news for ministries, right?
Well, Dave, you know, summer is tough. Summer is tough. People are moving around and traveling and vacationing, and oftentimes the ministries get lost or neglected or forgotten. And so we, like many ministries, suffer greatly during the summer. And that's why we need our friends to stick with us. Don't forget us. Don't drop us. Don't put us on the margins. But be faithful in your support of the ministry, because we're going to be faithful in doing the ministry. We're not going to take the summer off from teaching, preaching, training, and implementing change in the lives of people. So don't take off from us. We need your support. Support us today as generously as you can, because we're going to use it to do ministry.
And people all around the country and all around the world benefit from that ministry. So give us a call today and let us know you'll help. And as our way of saying thanks for any gift you make, we'll send you Tony's current six-lesson series, Six Lies of Satan. Someone's waiting to talk to you right now at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Or you can make your contributions on our website at tonyevans.org. Either way, don't put it off. This special offer ends Friday. We're counting on you. Now let's listen as Dr. Evans continues our study for today.
Since Satan is a liar, he can only be overcome by truth. If we believe what the Bible says about things outside of itself, then we should certainly believe what it says about itself. And it says it is the inerrant, that is without error, revelation of Almighty God. Then how should we use this word? How should we use this word if we're battling angels? Anybody battling any angels today? You thought it was your boss. No, it's your boss and his angel. Or his demon, which are just bad angels. That's right. Stuff you're dealing with, if you keep it on a human level, you're going to just react to it, get mad, cussing and fussing and being like everybody else, no supernatural, nothing. Matthew 4. This is the last Adam. He's in the wilderness, set there to be tempted by the devil. And the tempter came and said to him, verse 3, if you are the Son of God, command these stones become bread. Or to put it in everyday language, satisfy yourself. You're hungry, right? You want to eat, right? Doesn't God want hungry people to eat? Isn't it logical that if you're hungry and you desire food and God made food to be eaten? Sounds like Eve. Why would he withhold this from you? Eat. Turn these stones into bread, croissants. Come on, let's get some good stuff. But Jesus answered and said, it is written. Now, that's a whole sermon there. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Man does not only live by what he eats, but he lives by where it came from. He comes at him again. And he had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels charge concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Oh, no, he didn't. You know what the devil just did? Quoted the Bible. You know the problem? The problem is the devil knows more Bible than you. That's the problem. Now, it's hard enough trying to make it with knowing the Bible. You show enough not going to make it without knowing the Bible. What did Jesus say? He said, look at the first phrase. On the other hand, Jesus is saying, if you're going to quote the verse, you got to quote the whole verse. All right. You can't be picking stuff out that you like and leaving stuff back you don't like. You can't be using the Bible conveniently rather than using the Bible comprehensively. Yes. On the other hand, yeah, the Bible says he will take care of me, but the Bible also says don't put the Lord your God to the test. Yes. This was success without God. Yes. You go to the top. He said, it is written, you don't take risk that will jeopardize God's glory. He tries a third time. The devil took him to a very high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Significance without God. I'm going to give you the kingdoms and their glory. You're going to be somebody. You hang out with me, everybody going to know who you are. Hang with me and you're going to be the man. And I'm going to give you glory. Glory. Then Jesus said to him, goodbye. Be gone. Be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left. You've been fighting the devil for years and he ain't gone nowhere yet. He there when you wake up, he there when you eat lunch, he there when you eat dinner, he there when you go to bed. You done prayed, get rid of the devil, and he ain't gone nowhere yet. How come he won't leave you? He doesn't have to. Because he knows you're not going to use this word. You're going to talk about using it, but you're not going to use it. You're going to threaten to use it, but you're not going to use it. You're going to go listen to somebody else talk about it, but you're not going to use it.
All right.
If the living word, yes. Jesus Christ,
yeah.
needed to use the written word
yeah.
against the devil,
all right.
and he wrote it, then how much more you and I, who have never written any word, need to use the same word against the enemy of the word. He has a Bible study with the devil. Satan can't handle the use of scripture. Not simply your knowledge of scripture. Jesus uses scripture. When the use of truth becomes the foundation of life, you are victorious. That is why the Bible and the use of it must be the foundation of your life and of our ministry. Our counseling center must rest on biblical counseling. Everything else must grow out of that. Our family ministries must rest on biblical. Our singles ministry must rest on biblical. Or whatever ministry, it must have as its foundation the word of God. That is the only thing that can defeat angels. Yes. And angels are your problem. I was stranded one time with my car, and my AAA card had run out. So I didn't have AAA. I was stranded. I was stuck. So I'm trying to find a record service. I'm trying to find somebody to pick me up. I'm stuck. Finally, after hours of trying to get somebody and waiting, somebody comes, picks up the car, tows the car, finally get home. I'm tired. I'm frustrated because I didn't renew a AAA car. I was sharing this episode with somebody, and they hit me with something I never knew. I've been driving since I've been 18, and I never knew this. He said, "Have you looked at your driver's license?" I said, "Yeah, I look at my driver's license all the time." No, he said, "Have you looked at your driver's license?" So I pull out my driver's license because I know there's somebody here that doesn't know this. So never say the church wasn't practical. On the back of your driver's license, there is a number to call. Texas Roadside Assistance. All right. They knew that you'd get caught out there one day with stuff you can't fix. And you are carrying around with you on your driver's license the telephone number of a savior. That all you got to do is call. And the tragedy is, people don't know it. That the solution has already been written. Most of you never knew that the solution to your problem has already been written. But you never took time to read it or to believe it, so you wind up stuck. If you're tired of being stuck, if you just pick it up, read it, use it, then obey it, you'll see heaven roadside assistance come alongside to provide you a way out of anything the devil brings to take you down.
Dr. Tony Evans, blowing the lid off Satan's lie that God's word can't be trusted. If you'd like to get the full-length version of today's message, you can get it as a digital download or on CD or DVD. It also comes as part of that powerful teaching collection I was telling you about earlier, Six Lies of Satan. As I mentioned, all six lessons in this CD set can be yours right now when you make any contribution, no matter the amount, to help us cover the costs of bringing you this listener-supported program. Visit TonyEvans.org before time runs out on Friday to make the arrangements. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 and one of our team members will help you. Again, day or night, you can call 1-800-800-3222. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans moves on to lie number four in our series, that sin carries no consequences. Find out how the devil twists the truth to make that idea seem almost believable when you join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.